Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a calm night across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a mild evening as well, perfect weather for a peaceful night outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from Just In, new teachers moving to the north will receive a state grant of 60,000 shekels. Also, Ynet reports earlier this hour that Israel is preparing for a possible role in a U.S.-Iran war, with concerns of a Northern Front escalation. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Hezbollah is hinting at a possible escalation against the Lebanese army, though no decision has been made yet. Separately, the Times of Israel notes that a village on the Lebanese border is preparing for a comeback as part of a $6 billion government campaign. And finally, Forward shares from earlier today that an Israeli airstrike killed a man in Gaza who was known for organizing World Cup viewings. Reaction has been swift on social media. Belaz News informs us that Israel reportedly killed a Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorist in Gaza on Friday to lure his brother, a senior commander, to a funeral. The commander did not attend, but Israel later struck his associates, killing 7 people. Al Red Alert has reported that Israel targeted Hamas weapons sites in Gaza used for attacks on IDF forces and civilians. Meanwhile, Stella Esco TV shares that an urban warfare expert believes anyone wanting America to cut ties with Israel desires a weaker America. Now for more on those stories, starting with the teaching grant, Israel Hayom highlights a government initiative to attract educators to areas close to the northern border. New teachers and managers working within 9 kilometers of the border are eligible for grants. This initiative aims to strengthen educational resources in frontline communities. Turning to military readiness, UNET reports that the IDF is gearing up for a potential conflict involving the US and Iran. The preparation includes defenses against Iranian missile attacks and readiness for possible escalations on the northern border. This readiness underscores the volatile regional dynamics and the need for vigilance. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post discusses Hezbollah's recent signals of possible aggression towards the Lebanese army. Experts believe this could be a strategic move following reports from Lebanon speculating about an Israeli airstrike. This situation remains fluid and could have significant impacts on regional stability. On the Lebanese border, the Times of Israel notes that the village of Shtula is part of a government effort to revitalize northern communities affected by past conflicts. This initiative is part of a larger $6 billion campaign to strengthen these areas and encourage resettlement. And finally, from Gaza, the Forward reports on an Israeli airstrike that killed a man known for his community involvement, including organizing World Cup viewings. This incident highlights the ongoing tension and the human impact of military actions in the region. On the economic front. First, CTech reveals that companies adopting AI are now facing challenges in getting employees on board with these technologies. A survey from KPMG and Microsoft Israel indicates that employees' skill gaps are a significant barrier. Separately, Globes reports that despite high fares, El Al remains Israel's most trusted airline. Their reputation for stable operations contributes significantly to their popularity. And finally, Israel Hayom Business shares that Yossi Segal and Avi Kaminsky are launching a new company to invest in growth companies. This venture will focus on areas beyond the distressed sector, signaling optimism in Israel's economic landscape. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.